Hi everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Story Selling Podcast. I'm Lawrence Chapman, and I'm a copywriter here at Product Marketing Alliance. I'm thrilled to be joined by Elliot Rayner, Head of Product Marketing at Babbel and Storytelling Expert. He'll be discussing the pod in further detail and providing an insight in what you can look forward to. So first and foremost, Elliot, thanks so much for joining me. And could you just give us an insight into why you chose to focus on storytelling? When we've approached you to host a podcast on a specialist area.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Lawrence. Storytelling's been a skill that's kind of followed me through my entire career. I've been lucky enough to work in the sports industry, fashion and tech. And within all of those areas, whenever you're creating a product, good storytelling skills go a long way. And I think one of the things I've learned through that process is the further I go, the more important a skill it gets. And one of the things I've learned as well is that it's sometimes considered more of a soft skill that people either have or don't have. And I think what I've kind of learned is that it's just like anything, it's a science which can be put to frameworks and through business case studies. And I think it's something that I always try and push my teams to learn, because as a product marketer, good storytelling skills can go a long way within their field.
Okay, awesome. And why would you say storytelling is so important to successful product marketing?
I think it's got many applications. The most obvious one when we think of storytelling is kind of marketing and campaigning and go to market, which of course that is really important. But I think it goes a little bit higher than that when you look at something like narrative design, which is storytelling, which goes to involve the complete brand or the purpose or the strategy of the business. Our product level, looking at disruptive innovation, if you can understand how to tell a story to your market, you can do that with a product and create something really innovative. And then on a managerial well as well, product marketers are always having to influence other stakeholders. And so of course, storytelling ability helps there. And then finally within a team, so being able to tell an inspiring story can help with being a great manager, being a great leader there on a C level. So I think there are many different applications. And so it really becomes a very valuable skill to learn at any stage of your career.
Okay. And looking ahead to the podcast itself, what can the listeners look forward to?
So, I've decided one of the best ways to do it would be to actually speak to some of the people I consider as fantastic storytellers. I've been lucky to work with a lot of different people at different brands. And instead of just repeating things that I know is just trying to dig into their brains and learn from the people who have done it best and the people who have told stories again and again and again. So I took the time to reach out to four people and split those episodes and kind of chose a different area of storytelling, which I think their experience lends to best, and spent about 30 minutes asking them questions. And I was able to learn individually about them as storytellers, what their process is, what their experience is, tips and frameworks that they use. So was able to learn a lot just from having natural conversations with people who I've met through my career.
I know that sounds great. And not only does it sound interesting, but also actionable as well, which is obviously really important. So looking at the brands that you've focused or that you will focus on, within the podcast, you've got guests from heavyweight brands, really, such as Asics, Adidas, Nike and Puma. And there's a clear pattern that's been established. Why did you choose to focus on product marketers who apply in the trade in the sports industry?
Yeah, I mean, my first industry and where I spend most of my career is the sports industry. So that's where I have a lot of my contacts and experience. But I also think it's a really great basis for learning about storytelling. The sports industry is kind of built on storytelling, from famous athletes to events like the World Cup to really emotive products like football boots. It's a very emotive industry. And people who have worked in that industry have become very adapted at telling stories. And because of that, the storytelling process. If you look at something like a football jersey, you don't just create it once. Every new season, a club has to, or a country has to have a new football jersey. So one product manager or product marketing manager might have to create a new story every 6 months. And so by repeating that process over and over and over again, I think you get a lot of great storytellers within the sports industry. And so I think even if you're not working within that industry, all of the things that you learn are transferable. but I think it's a really great place to start to learn about the power of storytelling within one single industry.
Okay, great. And in terms of the subjects themselves, what have you focused on in each of the episodes that are coming up?
Yeah, I try to make it as simple as possible to break it down. It can be a very overwhelming subject, storytelling. There's so much content. There's so many different ways to look at it. I kind of saw it as four different areas. One is the story itself. Two is the speaker, is the person telling the story. Three is the audience, the person listening to the story. And then four would be the feedback, which is the response from the listener to the speaker of the story. So in the four easy areas that anyone can understand, going in a little bit deeper to those four areas and exploring them with one person, I think is the expert within that individual area.
Okay. And in terms of what you learned from the interviews after you'd sat down and you spoke to each subject, what did you learn from them?
It's interesting because I think, as I said in the beginning, most people see storytelling as someone's a natural storyteller. And I don't think a single person who I interviewed through this actually said that or even saw themselves particularly as a creative person. And it kind of shows that it's something that can be learned through practice. And a lot of them use frameworks to build it. It's not something that they just come up with in eureka moments, but the same way in that you build a go-to-market or you build your personas, they follow a framework that they test and roll out. And so it was kind of reassuring for me looking into the subject of like, this is a subject which can be researched, learned, and taught. But what's great about it is the business cases. It's not just opinions, but being able to get examples of when these guys have released great stories and what worked, what didn't, looking at individual products, individual cases, which I always find is the best way to learn. It's great to have a theory and an academic scientific look at something, but when you can see the results of that in action in a market with a product, it's a lot more engaging, and I think you can learn a lot more from real life business cases. And I think that's what we were able to do through these interviews.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, ultimately you can read as many books or, you know, you can look at as many websites as you want, but when you see it actually, you know, something tangible in there in real life and you can see it in practice, it you know, it does add so much more, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So in terms of tools that product marketers can use to improve their storytelling process, what can they use? And, is this something that you will be going into further in any of the episodes on the podcast?
Yeah, for the final episode, after speaking with all of the experts, I decided to pull together everything that I've learned through not only my career, but the interviews with them, and roll out four or five different things, which I think any product marketer can use to build and roll out a story. Some of them are things that they would have used before. I mean, segmentation and personas are the best way to understand your audience. And as we said, the audience to the story is one of the most important parts. So, and then things like brand identity, Simon Sinek's golden circle, you know, the best way to understand your own brand purpose and your why, obviously, is the speaker. That's a fantastic tool. But then also go into some more specific storytelling frameworks. So things like the hero's journey, the action wheel, things that you can actually print out, have on your desk, have on your laptop, and you can apply your old campaigns, your new campaigns that you're planning, and kind of use it as a way to say, what's missing? What could I add? Where have I doubled up? Some just really simple tools that you and your teams can use to help work on your next story or help analyze the stories you've done in the past to see what is effective and what maybe hasn't been so much.
Oh, brilliant. It really sounds like it's going to be a genuinely really engaging and, you know, interesting series that we've got coming up. And, you know, personally, I've not listened to it yet. I'm really looking forward to it. So in terms of the next steps and, you know, the next stages, what have we all got to look forward to?
So, yeah, it's including this episode, it's going to be six in total. So we'll have four interviews with experts on those four key areas, and then a final six episode where I'll be wrapping it up, everything we've learned, and handing over some key tools to use. In addition to that, I'm going to be hosting a storytelling workshop on the 28th, a science of storytelling. And I'll be using some of the research that I've used in that. So that's going to take place on April 28th, and really looking forward to handing over everything I've learned in my career, including the research from this, and really pushing the subject of storytelling within product marketing.
I know, that sounds great. And I have seen the build up for the storytelling workshop on the 28th. It looks awesome. There are 30 limited places. So if you are interested in that, head to productmarketingalliance.com for more information. But for now, thank you so much, Elliot. It's going to be an awesome series and we're all really looking forward to it.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Lawrence.
No problem. Thank you very much.